Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, today's weather caused major delays in McKinney for the Byron Nelson. It finally resumed at 4, and after a six-hour delay. But Dallas's Scotty Scheffler is still in the lead.
It's also a big NASCAR weekend at TMS.
Some had set up tents outside their RVs and were offering their neighbors something to eat.
Oh, breakfast of champions. It's called a Snickers and Tequila Rose.
They say races at Texas Motor Speedway can happen during all sorts of weather.
Yeah, we know how to prepare for it. So.
Yeah. And if it's cold, we have our fire pits. And
Our fire pits. Others say they're thinking about how this weather will affect conditions on the track this weekend.
When the trucks finally get going, it's a green track.
It's going to be slippery.
As of right now, you're not going to get practice. You're not going to get qualifying.
Events here continue through the weekend, leading up to the NASCAR Cup Series Worth 400 Sunday. At Texas Motor Speedway, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
Well, it is now 5:05, and a Dallas police sergeant is under arrest for driving while intoxicated with a kid in the car. As a state felony, police say a DPS trooper arrested Sergeant Matthew Terry today. He was off duty at the time. He's been with the department since 2006 and now is on administrative leave while there's an investigation underway.
Governor plans to sign the school voucher bill into law tomorrow. It allows students to apply for public funds to attend private schools or homeschooled or other kinds of schools like that. We wanted to find out what people have to say about it.
The president of the Texas Private Schools Association calls this a big win for students who have not been able to afford a private education, especially in larger cities.
I think in the more urban areas where there are more private schools available, that there would be in the area an increase of enrollment. I don't see that necessarily in the rural areas.
Dr. Bill Gunther says that's simply because there are not as many private schools in rural areas. He likes the bill, but adds the mechanics of how it will operate still have to be ironed out. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, there's a battle brewing at the state capitol over whether all consumable hemp products should be banned.
We're going to ban your stores before we leave here for good.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's message to the over 8,000 cannabis retailers in Texas. The Senate passed Senate Bill 3 in March. That version would ban all THC products, including drinks sold in liquor stores. That bill has now been rewritten by the State House, and it's more of a regulatory bill. It would allow drinks, edibles, tinctures, and topical products, but would make synthetic and converted cannabinoids illegal. Heather Fazio of the Texas Cannabis Policy Center.
We should be regulating these products, certainly the converted cannabinoids. Synthetics, though, those definitely should be off the table.
The House and Senate will have to hammer out their differences. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fox News host, Texas native, Will Kane, is going to be doing his daily podcast downstairs in our showroom, 11 o'clock next Thursday morning, and you're invited. The tickets are on sale right now at krld.com, and all of the money is going to go to a charity that we're going to talk about in just a moment. But we've got Will Kane on with us.
Mike, Austin, thanks for having me.
You ever done a podcast, this podcast, in front of a live audience?
I've never done this show in front of a live audience. I've done a lot of
first
shows
time for
in
everything.
Front of live audiences. Yeah, there is a first for everything. You know, I've done a lot of shows in front of live audience, from hosting Fox and Friends at various diners, to being at conventions politically, to doing First Take on ESPN with big audiences cheering or booing us on, depending upon our opinions that day. And I absolutely love it. I love being surrounded by people, interacting with everybody, getting to meet them one-on-one, and not just them hearing from me, but me hearing from them. And so I'm super excited to be doing this with KRLD.
And I know you got some special guests lined up.
Yeah, we're going to have some people in studio hanging out with us that day. I was telling some of your shows yesterday I was on, I said, I think it's you're not supposed to talk about what's not fully committed to the booking yet, because then if it doesn't happen, then. But right. I know that we're talking to Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's going to be running for Senate, who may make it up to Dallas. We'd love to have him in studio. But I promise you we'll have a great show. And, I'm just, we do the podcast, a digital show. Now I host a Fox News show every day at 3 o'clock right here from Dallas. And so I'm glad to have this media presence at home in Texas, in Dallas. And now I'd like to make it connected directly to the audience and have everyone else become a part of not just a digital radio show, but also I think a lot of that will end up appearing on the television show on Fox News.
Well, let's talk about Ken Paxton for a minute, because you mentioned to him that this is shaping up to be a very interesting Republican primary for John Cornyn's Senate seat. He's running for re-election. Paxton's challenging him. Ken Paxton, he's got a lot of baggage, securities fraud charges, impeachment proceedings. What are his chances, do you think?
I think they're real, though. I think they're real. I think that there is a significant base in the state of Texas that is displeased with business as usual in Washington. And I think you're seeing a lot of that manifest today in the way this first 100 days has played out. You know, one thing you could say about the first 100 days, whether or not you're a supporter or you're a detractor, is it has been disruption. And many people would say that's needed disruption, creative disruption. And so I'm not saying, what I think we should go one way or the other, but I think Ken Paxton represents a disruption to the way business has been done in Washington. And there'll be a lot of people in Texas who are ready for that.
All right, the big news this week, Mike Waltz out as National Security Advisor. Maybe he's going to go to be the UN ambassador. Were you surprised at the timing of this and that he was shown the door, almost a month after the scandal first started?
Yeah, 101 days into the administration. You said a month after the scandal first started. I mean, none of us know. And if I'm being honest with both of you guys, I got some pretty good connections to the administration. And yet, I don't really know what happened, what went down here, right? Why was he what appeared to be initially dismissed as National Security Advisor? And also, if you want to read the tea leaves, several guys under him that were dismissed. I think there was some displeasure with what happened with Signal. I think there was displeasure at a deeper level about whatever the connections might have been to Jeffrey Goldberg from The Atlantic. I think that there is an emphasis, I know this, within the administration and various cabinets about leaking. We want to make sure that people aren't leaking for purposes of their own agenda within the administration. So initially, that's what it looked like. But then the promotion to UN ambassador. And, I think the president likes Mike Waltz. I do think that's true. And I think he values him. And he probably wasn't too pleased with what was going down in that role, but saw that there's still a value in this relationship and this guy. And he'll do, in the president's estimation, a great job as UN ambassador.
Will, you're based in Dallas. You have a sports background. That means I would think you have to have an opinion on all the...
Yeah, forget everything else. This one's the big one.
Forget politics, all the Luka Doncic drama.
It's as confusing as the Mike Waltz promotion.
That's right.
It really is. Look, I'm confident that there's no reporter or audience member listening or paying attention to this who's read more, asked more, watched more than this story than me, okay? And I don't know. I don't know, Austin. And in fact, I do have relationships with the people that own the Dallas Mavericks, and I still can't get a clear answer of what happened here and why. He's a generational player that you just don't trade. Here's a question for you guys. I'm assuming you're Mavericks fans. Mm-hmm. Were you rooting for the Lakers or against the Lakers in the first round?
We talked about this yesterday when they got eliminated, and that's a tough one.
I kind of was just to rub it in Nico's face, but I was more rooting for Luka.
Yeah, you want to root for Luka, but I don't also want to live in an alternative universe where I see the Lakers win the title and go,
yeah, that's true.
Our title. You know, I don't have a good answer for what happened here, and I think really there's no good reason that exists that someone's going to give me.
All right. I will, again, doing the daily podcast downstairs in our showroom, tickets at KRLD.com, and all of the money raised is going to go to a great charity. Tell us about Hounds and Heroes, which was started by our friend Bonnie Jo Laughlin.
I just got done talking to Bonnie Jo. She's the Friday guest on my sports edition of the Will Cain Show. Yeah, Bonnie's great, and she founded Hounds and Heroes, and it's a great organization for veterans, for warriors who've been wounded, for guys who need a friend, and then for pets and dogs that need a home. It puts these two needs together and really helps both, and we want to help out Hounds and Heroes. And so Bonnie Jill is going to be with us next week, May 8th, right there at the KRLD showroom, along with other in-studio guests. And every ticket that you purchase, and there's only so many, so I hope you'll go to KRLD.com, grab your ticket. I hope you'll come hang out, be a part of the show, get to talk to all of us one-on-one. But all of it will go to benefiting Hounds and Heroes.
And Bonnie Jill's bringing a guest, too, right? She's bringing an actual hound.
I'm sure she will. She usually has a hound or a horse. She's at the Kentucky Derby right now.
I know she's got a longhorn, too, somewhere.
She owns a longhorn. You bring that. Yeah, that'd be good. Good enough. Will, we look forward to it. Thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes with us right now. That is Fox News host Will Cain. That podcast downstairs in our showroom, 11 o'clock next Thursday morning. Tickets available right now. Go to the website at KRLD.com. Stars, crazy one last night in Colorado. But in the end, the Stars come up short against the Avalanche. So that sets it up. You know, in any team sport, the two words, game seven.
It's going to be fun. You're nervous, but it's going to be fun.
It's coming up. Tomorrow night, game seven, Stars and Avalanche at the American Airlines Center.
And it won't be one of these 8:30 drops. It's a 7 o'clock. I like it a little bit earlier for this old man.
Stars fell behind last night 2-0 early. Then they rallied to tie it, and they tied it up again at 3, and then they took the lead late in the second period.
Hinch over to play the puck. Herb Anthony calling for it. He scores! Mikko Rantanen and Roope Hintz both pick up their fourth point of this period, tying an NHL postseason record, and the Stars, we heard him yell Roope from all the way up here in the press box.
Unbelievable.
You hear that? Those boos? That's because Rantanen did it. He was an old Av.
You could hear he was coming down the middle. Hintz couldn't see him, and he yells, "Roope!" He threw the pass behind him right down the middle.
I thought it was at that point, because of the way they were scoring so quickly, it was two guys basically scored four goals
right
in the second period. I thought, well, it's fate. Stars have this.
Well, they had the lead 4-3 at the end of two, but the Avs tied it up early in the third, and then they got the game winner a few minutes later on a goal that bounced off the shoulder off the Stars' Colin Blackwell. It was like an own goal.
It'll be McKinnon's goal, I believe. Bounced it off Blackwell of Dallas. You can't make this stuff up. I don't know if Lekkonen touched it after McKinnon did. Crazier than that.
And you heard Pete DeBoer after the game say, "What are you going to do?"
Yeah, when you get two goals, one of the other one
bounced off the skate of
the Stars. So it's like, what are you going to do? You're up against it. These hockey gods are not smiling on you tonight.
No. And then the Avs went on. They got a couple of empty net goals at the end. 7-4 was the final. And so now it's game seven. Tomorrow night, the American Airlines Center, and as you mentioned, the puck drops at 7 o'clock. We won't fall asleep before the end of this one.
I'm a little nervous about this one. Game sevens are fun, but there's also the chance that you could lose. And, you know, the Stars had such high hopes coming into these playoffs, so I just hope they can get past it.
They're just playing without two of their top players.
I know. So, get them back, please.
Yeah. One thing, I saw this statistic the other day in all-time game sevens in the playoffs at home, the Stars are 14-6. So
okay.
They do pretty well.
History is on their side.
Hopefully they can keep that up. Meanwhile, the Rangers.
Oh.
They wasted another good pitching performance yesterday, lost 3-0 to the homeless A's at Globe Life Field.
Are the A's like the 27 Yankees here? They're just destroying them.
So listen to this. The Rangers' run totals in the four games against the A's, 1-15.
I thought we'd turn it around once they hit the 15.
And then 1-0. Those 15 runs that they scored in that game on Tuesday pulled the Rangers ahead of the Rockies for runs scored. So they're no longer dead last. They've now scored 103 on the season to just 100 for the Rockies. But the Rangers have played one more game. So in terms of runs per game, they're still dead last. How bad has it gotten? One of the two big offseason acquisitions for the Rangers was first baseman Jake Berger.
I love this move, too. I was excited.
He got him from the Marlins after trading Nathaniel Lowe to Washington. Lowe is hitting .250 with 6 home runs and 25 RBI. Jake Berger, he's hitting .190 with 3 home runs and 12 RBI. And he's not going to be adding to those totals anytime soon because the Rangers have demoted him to AAA.
Wow, and that's the thing. He's a vet.
He's on the bus headed to Round Rock. And they brought up a prospect named Blaine Krim.
I don't know. Hopefully the Crimson Tide can come through.
By the
we
way,
need it.
The other big offseason acquisition for the Rangers, that would be Jock Peterson. He's making Berger look like Ted Williams this year. Peterson is hitting .108.
He's actually over?
He's over 100.
100, all right.
With 0 home runs still and one RBI.
Yeah, you didn't read that wrong. That's one.
And a big 3-game series against Seattle starts tonight. They got to get this turned around.
You know, what do you do? I don't know what you do. I mean, this is a team that we thought the bats, maybe they're overthinking how to hit.
It's exactly right. It's become a mental thing now.
But it's not just one guy. Usually it's one or two guys. It's the whole lineup. And I just don't know how you can just not score.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.